You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Where's Sadi Gimel, the end? Veruba the lesser, come on. You have that the last paragraph? That's interesting. The Gemara in Chulin says, I didn't know a Rove. The Gemara in Chulin says, I know a Ruba the lesser, come on. And Gemara says, how do I know a Ruba the lesser, come on? So it brings all these riots from Maka Aviv, how do you ever know he's his father, Rove Bilos Achabal? How do you ever put somebody to death? Maybe he killed the person with Malcolm Krefa. Maybe when the fellow committed murder, he murdered him exactly through the heart. Maybe there was a defect in the heart. So Gemara says he's proof of all of those halachas in the Torah.
But there you could say it's altogether mute and a mute. You know, it's not noiv. It's all the cases they give us such a small like.
In other words, we have the Bidisa come on, but only where it's overwhelming. That's what you would say? Maybe. I don't know.
What point is that? How do you make the shift?
It's de minimis, what they call de minimis. The chances are it's impossible. But Roiv is a different thing.
It's interesting. Maybe all Ruba D'Lesser Kamans are like that, right?
Not far-fetched?
Not far-fetched. What are Ruba D'Lesser Kamans? Rov Nashon Tessi Olden. You know, I don't know. Yeah. Rove.
Yeah, you're right. It could be that those.
Yeah, no, it's things that are human nature, things that are, you know, prevalent in society, which is the Ruba lesson. Come on.
Right.
So the Gemara of Ruba the lesson. Come on. From Katan Ugetan or Rove Cherish. Most people who were killed are kosher. Ayin Chulin Sugi the Rove. Besof HaSugi, in the very end of the Sugi, based on Perish Rashi, the Alfinan Gam came a high kra, the Mash Ben Rubid Isakaman, Ben Rubid Lesakaman, Ome Halacha Lamosh Misina. So since Rashi says, how do I, at the end of the day, I've proven that there's a concept of Rubid Lesakaman, but where do I know it from? So perhaps it's a Halacha Mosh Misina. Gam can absolutely stop with Ishach Dinze Itzel Benoyach. Therefore, the Birkas Chinuch is caught up with this idea of, do I transfer Rov to a Ben Noyach? So he says, if a Ruba the lesser come on, which the Gemara struggles to find proof for, Rashi ends up saying it's Halacha Moshe Misinai, then he's Mesubak. It should not apply to Ben Noyach. Like, what's an example of Halacha Moshe Misinai that doesn't apply to Ben Noyach? Lo nitnu shirim b'nei Noyach, right? The Halacha is, there's no shir to b'nei Noyach. So for instance, in any of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noyach, Geneva, Eva Menachai, there's no Shir. Because lo nitnu Shiurim B'nei Noyach. Shiurim HaHalacha Moshe Misinai and lo nitnu L'B'nei Noyach. Similarly, why don't we say, just like Shiurim lo nitnu L'B'nei Noyach, it's HaHalacha Moshe Misinai. If a Ruba the lesser come on, it's HaHalacha Moshe Misinai. Gam kein efshar listapek.
So you're going to talk to them? Are you going to say this L'Kulu also? They can have a B'chad Misa, you know, they're going to say, Benoy can't be a B'chad Misa because maybe he was a traitor.
Right, you're not going to say that.
You're not going to say that. So it's all of the Chumah talking about.
Oh, that's what he's going to say.
Well, once again, you could say this for we mentioned B'chad Shmulevitz last time. B'chad Shmulevitz said, this for was any din that is based on Rov, that is given to Ben Noyach, B'vadai Ben Noyach goes after Rov. For instance, so halacha, if you hold one of the arayas of Ben Noyach, is Eishas Aviv or Achas Aviv.
Right.
And that's one of the arayas that was given. So it's a double partial that if they're given that halacha, it has to follow the Rov. But what happens if there's a halacha that's not meyusad on Rov? For instance, Eivor Min Achai, you don't need Rov in order to institute Eivor Min Achai. But what happens if it then falls out that there's a question of Rov regarding Eivor Min Achai? Like the halacha he brought. Tesh chanuyas mocher basar shchuta ve'echad mocher eiver min achai. Would you then say goes after the Rove? So maybe if a din is miyusad on the Rove, then you have to say for sure they go by Rove. Because that's what the Torah is telling you. The Torah tells you achas aviv, eches aviv. By definition, it's telling you that there is a concept of av in this context, legabe ben Noyach. The question is widening Rove to be applicable outside of those particular dinim that do not require Rov. So for instance, here's an example. Yishach din zeitzel benoach, ilom nami kemide. V'im kein, now this is very interesting. Asur la'echo b'nei me'ayim al shal behemis Yisrael shenishchata. Dilma haya neka b'veshet v'haya sar shchit nevela. V'asur ha me'ayim mishum ever minachai. Ayim tfuah shor, which I haven't looked at and I don't know. I haven't seen a tfuah. I don't think I have a tfuah shor at home. U'prichad or simen chav zayin. Sif beit. It's not a chisor and chav v'shom and tfuah shor, but I don't think I have a tfuah shor at home. I don't know if I've ever really learned tfuah shor. You know, as a first-hand source. But anyway, be that as it may, what is he referring to here, B'nai Me'ayim? So it's a Gemara, interesting Gemara in Chulin, Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis, Lamed Gimel and Aleph, which says that a Jew cannot feed the B'nai Me'ayim of his animal to a Ben Noach. So it's a Machlokes in the Gemara. Mezamin, B'nai Noach, B'nai Me'ayim, or Ein Mezamin, B'nai Noach, B'nai Me'ayim. What is this based on? It's based on a Shitas Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish holds like this, that if you shechted the Koneh, and then between the Shitas Koneh and Veshet, what happens is the Reya is punctured, meaning the fellow shechts. He shechts the Koneh. He's not finished the Shitas. Shitas not done yet. Only one Simon. And Ben Simon Le Simon Nikav HaReya. The lung is then punctured. Reish Lakish says it's no problem. Because the Gemara says, Reish Lakish Shitas, I think the exact lashon is Kaman Demunach Bidikula. According to Reish Lakish, the way Shita goes is an interesting idea. That the minute that you cut a simen, you view the simen and everything extends from it as being removed from the animal. Right? I'm not sure of the Svara, but that's how he learns it. Therefore, you cut the Kone, it's as if the windpipe and the lungs have been removed. So now if there's a puncture after that, it doesn't matter. It's actually been removed. Command the munach b'dikula. It's as if the vidah shechita removes the windpipe and everything that extends from it. Then he goes ahead and cuts the veshet. So the question is, if the Gemara says, according to Reish Lakish, you should never be able to feed the b'nei me'ayim, to feed the stomach to the gut. Why? You shech the koneh, then you shech the veshet. The minute you shech the veshet, the esophagus and everything that comes from it, including the b'nei me'ayim, as if they'd been removed from the animal. So the minute that the veshet is cut, it now becomes an Eiver Menachai. Because the animal is not yet dead. Meaning a ben
B'nai Noach.
For B'nai Noach, it's not yet dead. So the question is, he wants to know an interesting question. It says, but however, the Gemara says, however, that you're not going to go ahead, at the end of the day, when a Jew shechs an animal, can he feed the guy the B'nai Me'ayim? I'm not sure what delicacy the B'nai Me'ayim is. I don't know.
Why is it only the B'nai Me'ayim? It's not the rest of the animal?
No, because when you do the Shechita, you
fix those three things.
You go ahead and you cut the veshet, right? The esophagus.
Yeah.
So Reish Lakish says the Maitre Shechita is as if you remove the esophagus and the stomach from the animal.
Oh, and that, only that portion?
Only that portion. The portion that you did the Maitre Shechita on. That's Reish Lakish's Shechita.
And to a Jew?
To a Jew, there's a partial Shechita. In other words, when the Torah is mechadish shechita to a Jew,
the shechita wasn't complete yet. He didn't do. He did the whole. He did half.
No, but since right? There is a parsha of shechita, yesher shechita without the ability to eat the benim, right?
Mm-hmm.
The fact when the Torah says shechita is a matir,
okay,
the Torah is telling you don't worry about eiver menachai, even though conceptually it should be eiver menachai.
What about the rare? What about the lungs? Are we allowed to eat lungs?
Yes, because that's what shechita is mechadish to you. Shechita is a matir. No, the Shchidish of Shchita is a matir. It's a special matir. But nevertheless, the process is viewed as Kaman Demunach Bidikula. That's
so
what the Gemara says.
You have a Mi'ikamidi there. You have Mi'ikamidi.
So you have a Mi'ikamidi.
Well, you could say it's a Gilu. Some kind of a Gilu. It's not Eiver Menachai. It's
so if you eat, so if you paskin, what's what he says? Ilo Amrina Mi'ikamidi. What happens if you don't say Mi'ikamidi? Mi'im Kena Asun Lechu B'nei Me'ayim. So behemis is Rosh Nishkata. Why? Because the Dilma Haya Neka Beveshit Vahaiska Hashkita Nevela. The problem is what happens if you assume the Shkita and the Shkita is Nevela? Then the guy for sure shouldn't be able to eat it. Why shouldn't he be able to eat it? Because there's no Shkita there. Right? And also there's another problem in Simon Chav Zayin. He quotes Simon Chav Zayin the other day. Simon Chav Zayin is a Mefer Cheses. So by a Jew, a Mefer Cheses is Mutter. Meaning one of the cases where a Jew can, so to speak, eat every Menachai, the Gemara says, Hachotech mi beis hatzava. You could eat that meat. Because even though the animal is still like moving, the shechita is a matir. Masha'en kein, a ben noach does not have a heter of a mefer cheses. So he says, but now when a Jew shechs an animal, the Minchas Chinuch is saying, the shechita would only be a matir based on a rov, correct? Because the Gemara says, how can you ever rely on shechita? Maybe the makom shenishchad was a trefa. But maybe a guy cannot rely on that. So maybe the Jew shechs, and now the guy is going to eat from the B'nai Me'ayim. You're going to say, maybe this, from the perspective of the guy, it's not a good shechita. Because if you don't rely on the rov, maybe he was shochet b'makom trefa. And if he's shochet b'makom trefa, then it's not a matir. So if it's not a matir for the Jew, it can't be good for the guy. Because according to the Doi, the Dilma Haya Nega Beveshet, V'hayi saw ha-shechit in the veil.
And why if this, and even if it's not in the veil, why if it's not
there's
in the veil?
There's no mi gamidi. He's giving a case for his no mi gamidi, right? Is that what he's giving?
That's what he says.
He's giving a case for his no mi gamidi.
What does it do in the veil? The guy doesn't have shechit, so it should always be able to chai.
No, because they're Jews. It's not, there's no mi gamidi because it's chafed to a Jew, because it's Nevela.
Well, that's why it takes that
mi gamidi from. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. In a case where there's no mi gamidi, right? The question is that a Jew relies on the rove, but can the guy rely on the rove? Perhaps from the guy's perspective, there's no heter of shechita either to rely on. Vasuna habe ayim mishum ever menachai ayim for sure pricholer simin chav zayin sif beis. There the discussion. If you look at simin chav zayin shulchan aruch, it's about a mefer cheses. So the question is, can a guy eat from a mefer cheses? So halacha is by a Jew. The minute he shechs the animal, the Gemara says he could be choytach mi beis hatzavar. He can actually eat the meat from the neck.
It's Yosef and his brothers.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but the question is, can you give that to a guy?
Yeah.
So there's a whole discussion of prichot, there's a long discussion, that you should not be able to give that to a guy. Because even though the shechita is matir by a Jew, it's still an aver min achai for the guy. Because the heter by a guy does not exist until the animal is actually dead. And at the point of Mefrechesus, the animal is still alive. So if the guy does not have the heter shechita,
and then you don't say mikamidi.
So that's that's a long discussion.
Why?
There.
Why don't you say mikamidi there?
There's a whole long discussion about that. Ach be'emes ilo amrina mikamidi, right? Asurin b'lav hachim ayim l'goy. If you wouldn't say mikamidi, then the b'nei me'ayim would always be offered to a guy. He's saying, k'mavur sham l'megimol m'ralf.
See, I don't think it's saying like this.
What? Excuse me?
This cheshman is not because there's not a problem in the community. He's saying, if I don't bother with the community, according to you, should say, hey, Khan, the shayach me community, because it's also shayach, it's also a sort to the.
You're right, he seems to be saying.
He's saying, forget, if I don't worry about me community, then I have this cheshman.
Right, in other words, if I take away the external issue of me community, right. What is the essential issue here by B'nai Me'ayim, right?
But then what does that have to do with Nevela? Even if it's not a Nevela,
isn't that what he says now? Ach be'emes, isn't that what he's saying? Nilo amrina mi'ikamidi, asurim b'lav hachimayim l'goy. Is that what he's saying right now?
I don't know, he's giving this twisted case. The only reason I can think he's giving this twisted case is because he's trying to get rid of the mi'ikamidi. I'm not really what he's saying.
In other words, the B'nai Me'ayim should always be Asr. You know why? Because now he's saying maybe B'nai Me'ayim are always Asr. Why? This is what they discuss in Chav Zayin. Because the minute you finish Shechita, the animal is Mefarches. So at that moment, the animal is Mefarches, right? And still there's no heter to eat the animal. And at that moment, the B'nai Me'ayim have been what? So to speak, vis-a-vis the Shechita, considered to be removed. Then the animal dies a few minutes later. So the B'nai Me'ayim have been removed from the animal while it's still Mefarches. That's a discussion of Chav Zayin. So this is a big discussion whether we paskin Goyim can eat B'nai Me'ayim or not.
For a Jew, if you do a Shechita and an Etzah to be a Shechita's Nevela, if you eat the Me'ayim, you also have an Ebron Chai. If not, Ein is a Chal HaLissa or something. Let's say the Shechita's Nevela. It turns out that the B'nai Me'ayim are Ebron Chai.
I'm not, I don't think so.
Why not? The shechitas, there's no shechita that's matter. What's the difference than the Bible?
I'm thinking no maybe, I'm not sure, I have to think. I'm not sure, I have to learn through the sugya there. Maybe the only time I consider something command the munach b'dikula is if it's part of shechita. I mean, the shechita process is what makes it command the munach b'dikula. I'm not sure.
No.
I don't know, I'm not sure.
It's time to get a cooler show.
You know, I start talking Simcha of Zion. It's a long pre-chadash, very complicated.
You know, they said that the Baal Shem asked the... went to ask... The
do Shemayim. I know this? No, I don't know this, but...
You know.
You know what?
That he asked Mishamayim, and he felt that he saw a Jew being Mechal Shabbos. So you remember the Gemara that he said that you don't see someone doing Avera unless there's a Pagam in you of that same Avera. So he searched and he said, I was that Mechal Shabbos. I have no Abuz Raya of Chil Shabbos. What could it be? So he said, the Gemara says that Talmud Chacham is Hikri Shabbos. Talmud Chacham is called Shabbos. So it must have been that I had a Bezoyan in Talmud Chacham somehow. So he asked Mishmaim, how could he go and be who should he go be Mishamah for Talmud Chacham to be Mizdak in this? And they said Mishmaim told him, go do the Tula Shah.
Yeah?
You are listening to Ben's Torah.com.
That he is the Talmud Chacham of the Dor.
Look, I remember learning Yodaya. I don't remember learning Tula Shah. I remember doing Prima Gadim, Pri Chadashas. I don't know.
It's mostly on Shechita.
Yeah, we did Shechita. Matter of fact, if you look at my smicha, and I'm embarrassed to say it says, Yora Yora Bechelik Aleph of Yoredea. All of these are Chelik Aleph. You know? I don't remember learning Hilchos Eivor Menachai, whatever. Ach Be'emes, Ilo Amrino Mi'ikimi De Asurim Belov Hachamayam Legoi. Take a look at 56, it explains it all. You see the footnote? Mishum shebushas hashchita nifzika chayusim. Now, why would this be? Because you shech the animal, and after the shechita, v'adayin ha'yisa ha'behema. But nevertheless, the behema is still mefarches. Nechshev eschaya le'inyan ben noyach. V'havi ke'ever shenital min ha'chay. So that's the cheshbon, right? So the cheshbon is the b'nei me'ayim always should be asked to the guy, based on this cheshbon. The cheshbon is you shech the animal. The B'nai Me'ayim are considered after the Maisa Shechita to have been removed from the animal, like we said the Gemara says. The Me'ayim are Ever, that's removed now as Ever Min HaMes, Ever Min HaChai. So by a Jew there's a special Heter Shechita. By a guy there is no Heter Shechita. Therefore it is considered to still be Ever Min HaChai. So I think there's a whole long discussion there in Simchav Zion, how we paskin. That's part of the issue. The Rambam paskins, if I recall, Ein mezamnin b'nei noyach al b'nei me'ayim, which is very interesting. I don't know. Is there any dish that is the animal's stomach? You know, I have no idea.
But in the Europeans, the French, offal, all the internal organs.
What?
Offal. They eat all these internal organs. Like over here, it's only sweetbreads. So they do everything.
Yeah.
We do the liver and some people eat brain, but they do the intestines and the stomach and the...
Kishka.
But in Europe, it's a big thing.
So they have to do
Kishka's what? Kishka's not the stomach?
It's the small intestine.
Yeah?
Yeah. They clean it up well
before.
They do all the internal organs. Moving up. Oh, yeah. No, they pull up the lining.
So the Rambam paskins, Ein mezamnin b'nei noyach al b'nei me'ayim. If a Jew is eating b'nei me'ayim from the shechita and the shechdid, you can't ask a guy to join you. Because again, the cheshbon is you do the shechita, the halach is the minute you cut the esophagus, the shechita is very shlokish, the Gemara says, it's considered as if you remove the whole esophagus and the stomach. The animal is still mefarches. What's the English word for mefarches? Proper English word.
Throat of death.
What?
The throat of death.
Yeah. Still moving. Mefarches, right?
That's what it is.
The throat. Yeah. That's
what.
That.
What do you say?
Convulsive.
Well, you can have a convulsion without mefarches, without being shechita, right?
It can be running around.
Yeah. It's a chicken without a head, right? That's the phrase. Chicken without a head. Mefarches. So by a Jew there's a heter shechita, by a guy there's no heter shechita. Therefore, there's a din ever minachai. So they have a whole long discussion. Why does the Rambam paskin miikamide? So if you recall earlier in the Minchas Chinuch, he says, and according to Rambam, who doesn't paskin miikamide. So they, based on that Rambam, some people want to postulate that the Rambam does not hold a miikamide, because he holds that a guy is also b'nei me'ayim from a shechted behema. Be that as may, let's continue. Now this paragraph I found very hard to learn. Ach efshin hid the baskin a miyik amide. Mikol kam barov lo shayach. Kamo shekazav prima gadim. Im kein asu leechol abnei me ayim mishchidat Yisrael. Rak benis ablam mi echa mishesh shishin avelos. I'm not sure what this means. If anyone can help me here. Let's go to Reish Tzadi Dalad. Again, I ain't for sure pri chodeshom. But he says we paskin not like the Rambam. We paskin mezamnin goin al b'nei me'ayim. Mavur the mutal echo machmas mi ikamide. Chazinan degam barov shayach mi ikamide hechad the Yisrael shori. V'cho hanal basi rak la'ayre. Okay. Let's continue. That paragraph, I would like to say, I'm not comfortable with. I'm not comfortable, like I learned it. I can say, up to now, I'm comfortable we learned all the paragraphs. Forgive me and I apologize. That paragraph to me is still a little unclear. Nevertheless, with that said, we'll go on. Ben Noach Bekavua. So he's trying every permutation. The only thing that we don't have is Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chayrin Bekavua. We have Ben Noach Bekavua. What's the din of Ben Noach Bekavua? This is his case. 9 stores are selling basar shchuta, and 1 is an Eiver Minachai store. And a Jew goes to one of the stores and buys it at the premises. So the halacha is the asur li Yisrael machmas kol kavua. Im kein asul ben noach gam kein. Ach eno nerag al ze. The misafik eno nerag. So what happens? So in other words, if there are 9 stores that are mocher basar shchuta, and 1 is mocher basar ever menachai, and a Jew goes to one of those stores, he himself is asur to eat that. Because we say kol kavua kamech tam mech tzedami, and to safik. What happens if a ben noach goes to one of those stores? Okay, also the ben noach gam kein. So once again, if it's kamechza or mechzadami, why would it be also to the guy? Is it because we hold suffik the rice l'chumra by a guy also? That would be the only reason, right? Because
right.
It's not a vaday asur. It's kol kavu kamechza or mechzadami. And in such a case, it would be a suffik. This is the question of, do you say Sofek l'chumra by Ben Noach? Im kein asur lo Ben Noach gam kein. Ach eno nerag al ze, but he won't get me, so why? The mi sofek eno nerag. You don't kill a guy al sofek. Everything by a guy asaros nzui misasa. Yes, it's one of the shepherds ben Noach asaros nzui misasa. A matter of fact, even on the passive mitzvahs, according to the Rambam, you get killed. For instance, what Dina, the Maisa of Dina and Shechem. So Shimon and Levi went in, they killed all of Shechem. What right did they have to do that? That's the famous Machlekes Rambam and Ramban. The Rambam Shita is that the people who went ahead, whoever kidnapped Dina, they were over Lo Signov, kidnapping. So what about the rest of the city? Since they didn't enforce that Mishum Dinim, they were all Chayiv Misa. There's a Mechudosh Ramban. The Ramban says that's not why. Because the Ramban holds the mitzvah of Dinim is not just to enforce the other 6. But the Ramban says the mitzvah of Dinim is to add on to the existing 6 Dinim and create a whole legal framework. He says they should have created a legal framework of Ones and Mefateh. He brings the Gemara in Bava Kalma, Dalet, and Beis. Rabbi Chin, Rabbi Isha, who ate on to the Arba Avos Nezikin, 24 or 14. And one of the things they bring on is Oynes U'Mafateh. So Ramban says they should have had on the books Oynes U'Mafateh. Therefore they were all killed. But it appears both according to the Rambam and Ramban, whether it be that they're killed because they didn't enforce Dinim, they didn't enforce the existing Geneva, because the Ramban, they didn't add Oynes U'Mafateh. Nevertheless, you see according to both of them, as Haras and Zui Misasin is not only what they did in Isser Bekum Va'aseh, the Eir Menachai they stole, but it's also Misa if they did not have Dinim, if they were over something B'sheva Altasa. However, Eino Neharag Alzeh, the question of Kavua, if 9 stores of Meicher, Basar, Shchuta, and one Iver Menachai. The assumption is it's also the Ben Noach Gamkein, because Kol Kavu Kamechtzo Mechtzodomi. Again, based on the assumption that Sofek Lechumra by Ben Noach, which we saw before, is not so partial.
He's not saying the Ben Noach. It's also because of the Din Kavu. He's just saying there's no Kavu by Ben Noach. It's just that since for Jew it's also that I'm out of the Miyukamidi problem, and now I don't say Rav by a God. So even if it's 9-1, I don't say Rav. He doesn't get the benefit of Rav. Not because of. Not because it's made Kavua the Gabi the guy. It's not Kavua the Gabi.
Well, what is Kavua telling you? He's saying Kavua tells you you don't go
after. All Kavua does over here is it makes it usher to the Jew. So I get out. The Kavua, he's giving you a tseer that I get out of the problem of me, Kamidi.
Right.
Since it's Kavua, it's usher to the Jew. Now I have no problem that how can I be Pater the. How can I be Machayev the guy?
Right.
Because the Jew is also Chayev. But the Jews hide because of Kavua, but the guy's hide.
Now let me ask you a question, which he will raise. Let me ask you a question. And if you held the guy could go after a Rove,
then he'd
be mutter, you feel?
Then he'd be fine.
Because there is no Din Kavua by him.
There's no Din Kavua by him, and there's no problem with Mikamid.
Mikamid
is only the guy can't be Bechayev.
There's no Din of Rove, then it's certainly.
But since there's no Din of Rove, even though it's 9 kosher and 1 Eichel and a Chai, he doesn't get the benefit of Rove. So meaning by a guy, it's always considered kavua in a sense, not because of the real din kavua.
Well, what is the real din kavua? Maybe the real din kavua only tells you there is no rov.
Right.
You don't go after the rov.
What the kavua does over here is it makes it also to the Jew. So now I don't want to make a media issue. That's all it does. And then the guy doesn't get the benefit. But if the guy gets the benefit of rov.
No, but you can't conclude that if there was a dinner brought by a guy, that there wouldn't be a dinner kavua. You can't conclude that.
Why not?
Mess.
Huh?
Because I don't know.
He's going to discuss that, by the way.
That's a different.
He's going to discuss that. He's going to discuss whether you could transfer kavua to a ben noach.
Yeah.
If a ben noach has a dinner roll,
that's what we're talking about here.
You're right. You're correct. Vinira da afla hefech. Listen to this case. Teshachanuyas ever menachai va'achas shchuta v'nimtza. Right, called the parish Miruba parish. In this case, a Jew cannot go ahead and eat that piece of meat because Teshach Hanuyas Mocher Baser Eivim Minachai. The Bisrael Hochen Acher Haroyv. The like of Mishra Eivim Minachai. The halacha would be, he says, interestingly enough, that if someone ate a piece of meat that was parish from Teshach Hanuyas Mocher Baser Eivim Minachai, not only would it be Aser, but he'd get Malkus after the fact. Because there's a halacha, the cyclin al arayv the chazaka. The Gemara says in many places, cyclin v'sorfin al arayv. Your mamash can give a punishment, even misa, based on the arayv. Mikomachom b'ben noach. The lo ne'mar mikrozeh the achrei rabim.
Yes. Case where he went and he took the meat out?
No.
No? Because what would be in that case? If he went and took out the meat, the arayv, yeah, you say, kavur is kamek salmach, is also
no, do you want to know?
He was protecting against it. And he doesn't say what case he's talking about.
He says Nimtza. No, doesn't say Nimtza. In this case, it's a Nimtza. Doesn't he say that? Betesha chanuyas ever minachai va'achas shchuta v'nimtza. That's parish, right? The Bisrael hochan acharov v'lok m'shever minachai the soklin arov v'chazaka. Mikomakom beben noach the lo memar mikrozeh the achri rabin imken ein ben noach neharag al zeh the gabe havile sofik nefashos the lo shayach loymar kaven the Yisrael malkinia ben noach chayev misa zeh ein sfor v'lo shayach mi ikimide the Yisrael kadosh tvei. In other words, you might think if the Jew goes ahead and what gets malkus, should also go ahead and give Malkus to the guy. So it's not true because you say the Jew is Kadosh Tfei.
Mikamidi only works the other way. It can't be something that
that's
a Jew.
That's correct, but I would say Kavachoyim in that case too. I would say
Kavachoyim.
As you saw, you have to protect him more. You have to protect him. He's Kadosh Tfei, and that's why you have to take care of him.
And Kadosh Tfei, it's why you see it.
Kadosh Tfei, and therefore he's held to a higher standard.
Yeah, that's what he's saying, but I would say the reverse. Because you have to. We worry about Jews getting killed. We worry much less about a guy getting killed.
Now he says another svara. If the Jew gets malchus, you don't automatically then kill the guy. Because why v'gam malchus eino b'misa loymar kevin lo choshev nefesh mi Yisrael kol shekain ben noach.
That's your svara.
Yeah. By the way, would you say Eino and Shemina did by a Ben Noach? No, if there's a Kalvachomer to give him a, to give him like with Tilgans was, would you say Eino and Shemina did by a Ben Noach or not?
Depends what the reason is. If it's because maybe there's a Pirkei out there that you would say by a guy too. If it's because maybe the Kapora is not enough, so that's why Eino Shemina Din, this is not a good Kapora for that, and that's not child by a guy. We don't care about his Kapora.
Interesting, maybe. I'm not sure. Kieno Chayev Misa Elamakos. Mikosha came, but Lokach, here we go. Min HaKavua. Yelokach Min HaKavua. The Gamli Yisrael in Malkin. This was your case, no?
Yeah.
If I have a case of Kavua, whatever it may be, you say, Kemechza Mechza Dami. And the Jew cannot go ahead and eat the piece of meat. Let's say the Jew does eat the piece of meat, then often kavur. You would not give him a punishment. Because what's called kavur? Kemechza mechtadam. It only makes it a suffix. And based on the suffix, you can't eat it. But if you ate it after the fact, you would not give an onish based on a suffix, correct? The Gamli Yisrael ain malchim. Bavadei ben Noach eino chayev misa. You would not say by a ben Noach that by Kavua he would be Chayav Misa.
Really? That's so partial?
I mean, so, is that partial?
So, according, so based on his law.
He thinks it's a double partial, I'm not giving a Ben Noach ever Misa from a Suffolk.
No, but he said by Kavua, you don't even give a Yisrael Malkus.
Yeah.
So, according to that, it comes out that with the Rambam Shita, the Sfeik of the Rice of the Kulu of the Rice, the only Kulu of the Rabbanon, anytime you go to a Kavua, and I ate from it, I was only a basis of Rabbanon. Because it's fake, let's make the rice of the cool.
Well, that's what Kol Kavua Kemechza Mechza. Of course, it's not partial. What do you need this to tell you that? Kol Kavua Kemechza Mechza Dami. And Rambam Sheet is Mechza Mechza, mid the rice as always.
If I have nine selling kosher meat and one not, it would be mutter mid the rice to eat it. Kavua tells me that, what does Kavua do with the rice? It does nothing. It just makes it a
soup. What is the klal? Let's go through this. Someone remember, Ksubas test Vavman Alf. What's the classical case of Kavua? What's the pasuk we learned from? Va'arav lo v'kamlo, right? It's based on Ritzicha. So I think the Gemara there, maybe someone could grab a Ksubas, we can read it quickly.
But in the case of Teisha Chanuyas, test kosher and one trade.
Right.
But I go to the store. That's right. The Kavua. What have I accomplished on the rice of the level according to the Rambam?
Before so maybe, I understand what you're asking. I understand what you're asking.
It's only a
I don't understand. How many pages have you read about the Rambam of the rice of the Chumra?
Many.
You don't have an answer to this?
No.
Okay, first of all, the classical case of Kavua, you should know the classical case of Kavua is not Yisr Veheter. You know that. The classical case is learned from the Pasuk, then it's applied to Yisr Veheter. The classical case is by Ritzicha.
I'm saying, but the Rambam has no application to the case of Yisr Veheter. It doesn't do anything on the
Rambam. I don't know what else to say.
It only has a Nakamina to make a Dindurabona now.
Could be. Because what is the classical case of Arav Lo V'Kamlo, I remember? We'll see the Gemara Ksubas, we'll read it inside. I'm doing it from memory, but as I remember, the classical case is that the Gemara learns Arav Lo V'Kamlo, you need premeditated murder. What happens if the guy throws a rock in a crowd and kills somebody? Is that considered to be Va'arav Lo V'Kamlo? So the Gemara says it depends who's in the crowd, right? If the crowd has nine Jews and one guy, and he kills a Jew and he threw it in the crowd, do you say he had Kavana to kill the Jew? So I think the Gemara says, Kol Kavua Kemechza Mechza Dami, and you view the crowd as half Jewish and half Guyish, and you see you let the guy free, because it's called Kemechza Mechza Dami, and Sofek Nefesh Lahakya.
So
is
learned from a
pasuk, Yes. Let me read it to you. Here it is. Subas Tesvav, if I recall. Let's see. Omid Raisim and Alon, Amakrov, Arav Lova Kamala, Allah, sorry. Achis Kavain Lo. The Allah is, there's no Chiv Ritzicha until you have Kavana for that particular person. Meaning it's a machloik is actually in a Tanoim and Sanhedrin. It's kavin lahara gazeh vahara gazeh. A kavana to kill one guy and I killed the other. So even the person who says you're chayev is so to speak because kavana for this guy works for the other guy. But you need kavana to kill a specific person. Learn from this parsuk. Va'arav lo v'kama lo. Achis kavin lo. For Rabbanu Amri debir Rabbi Yane prat l'zorik evin l'go. It's a prat. It comes to exclude throwing a stone in a crowd. Hechidami. Now look. Ilema de'ikatisha kananim ve'echid yisrael b'nehem. If there are 9 kananim and 1 yisrael and you killed the yisrael, that's the davar pashut. V'tepik lev. The reason you shouldn't be chayv misa is the ruba kananim ninhu. Inami palgu palga. Or at best, you're going to tell me it's 50-50. Sofek nefashos lahakel. So what's the din of kavua? Lo tzricha. The ika tisha yisraelim. There are 9 Jews and there's 1 guy. And you throw the rock in there. You're still potter from misa. Why? The havile kenani kavua. For kol kavua kamechza amechza dami. So you say the guy's kavana was to kill a guy as much as a Jew. Because even though there were 9 Jews and there was 1 Kenani, say, kol kavua kamechza amechza dami, and the guy is potter. Because to have kavana to kill a guy and you kill a Jew, you're potter. That's the Gemara. So the clever case of kol kavua kamechza amechza dami is talking about the prat of Zorik Evan Lego. That's the case of Midrash. So maybe the Rambam will tell you, I hold of kavua, but I hold of kavua like the Gemara says, the Ritzicha case. Right, not the case of Isra Veheter. Maybe the Ram would say, in a chinami on the Raisa level, the case of Isra Veheter, kol kavua kamechza amechza dami, right, makes the regular Sofei Doraisa Lechumra. Based on a regular Sofei Doraisa Lechumra, in a chinami, he'd say Lekula. That's what, maybe. Unless you have.
Sounds strange.
By the way, why does it sound strange?
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
No, maybe for logic, not, but it just sounds, you know, just the feeling is from all over. Whenever
in other words, because all you ever hear is kavua, all you have is kavua, you know.
You know, it's a din d'oraisa, and we always apply it to teish chanuyos, and over there, that's not.
Meaning the concept that you dispose of rov,
yeah.
You say kavua kamechza mechzonami is true, but now that I've disposed of rov, what's the next step?
Right.
So then it comes into the Rambam versus the Rishonim. Yeah. But that's the din d'oraisa. When it's kavua, I no longer go after the rov. That's the din d'oraisa, right? And it's applied like I just read you in the Gemara, in the case of Zorik Evan Lego. Okay, let's try to finish this paragraph at least. The svara who the chol. Let's see. There he says interesting. Venira, listen to what he says now. Dim nemar gabe teshachan nuyos. Does liam basaruba gam ken ben gabe benoch gam ken. The svarahu, the chol the parsh miruba parsh, vahave ka'anan sahade, vayayin kreisu places simon samach gimel. Alkoponim zev vadai, the din kavua, lo shaykh etzel ben noyach. The pasuk va'orav lo v'kamalav, the alfin and kavua, b'Yisrael nemar, v'gam b'Yisrael, have kavua chidish, k'mo shekosav arav ha-magid, v'achronim b'yoder simon kofyud. Im kein dafka b'Yisrael nemar v'lo b'ben noyach. Imke, now here's his conclusion. Patesha Chanuyas Basar Shchuta V'achas Ever Menachai V'loka Yisrael O Benoch Mehem the Noor Hasofik B'makum Kfiyas the Yisrael Aser Mitam Kavua Kamechza Mechza Mikol Makom L'Benoch Shari the B'Benoch Lo Shayach Kavua V'amrinu Miruba Parish.
The Nachmina will be in this case according to Rabba.
For Rav Shach Benoch was for Zu. Yeah, go ahead.
Nothing makes sense.
The Nafkamina will be in the case of Teshach HaNuyos, where Teshach HaNuyos was Basar Nedela, Ba'achas Basar Shuta. So then Kavua makes a Nafkamina like the Rambam. Because if you go out after the Rav, then you give him Malkus, you go after the Rav. Now that you say Kavua, well, now it becomes a suffix, and you don't give him office.
First, we need a kid in the
chayav, right?
The guy doesn't get.
I'm talking about a Jew. If you have teisha chanuyos, you know, ruban mokros, the teisha chanuyos mokros baser nedela, ba'achas baser shuta. So now kavua kavah makes a difference.
So he's telling you kavua will work by a Jew lekula.
Lekula.
To help him avoid an einish.
You're right, sir.
Midrash, what you will do is you will take away the rov to be mechayev him, and you'll make it a kamechza mechza, and say sufik malkos or sufik misa lekula.
Right.
Like the case of Zorik Evan Lego.
Right. Exactly.
You just went ahead and transferred it to malkos.
Right. According to the Rashba, the kavul makes it a deraisa lechumra.
Right.
And according to the Rambam, makes a difference of kula.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Exactly.
In other words, once again, the Rambam holds, of course, of Kavua, and it's a Din D'oraisa, but the question is, now what are the ramifications? I mean, it makes it Kemechtza Mechtza. Now the Mincha Sincha is going the exact opposite way. Maybe you could say that by a guy, Rove works, because he says Rove is a Sfara. When the Torah says Achrei Rabam Lahatos, it's like the Gemara says often, Gilui Milsa Ba'alma. Achrei Rabam Lahatos is telling you, the Torah is giving you a general rule that you should follow, that the concept of Rove is a Machriya. Therefore, if it's an Anan Sahadi, it would work by a guy too. However, what happens if there's a case, Teisha Chanuyos, Mochros, Basar, Shchuta, Va'achas, Mochros, Basar, Ever Minachai. So buy, and you go to the store. So by a Jew, there would be Kavua. Meaning Kavua is Mafkia, the Rove, and by a Jew, not like the Jesus HaRambam, it's Kemechta, Mechta Domi, because Kavua is Mafkia, the Rove, by the Jew would be Aser. By a Ben Noach, who went ahead, let's read it. Im came Dafka Bisrael, Neymar, Veloba Ben Noach. Im came Betesha Chanuyas Basar Shchuta, Va'achas Ever Minachai. So the Rove is Basar Shchuta, but it's a case of Rove. For Lokach Yisrael, O Ben Noach Mehem, the Nolod Hasofik B'Mokum Kfiyas, a case of Kavua. The Yisrael Osir Mitam Kavua, Kemechtza Agad Mechtza. Mikol Mokum Le Ben Noach Shari. According to the Ben Noach, by a case of Kavua, it'd be Mutter. Why? Because there still is a Rove. Just that Kavua is Makia, the Rove. But that Hafkar of Rove does not apply to Ben Noach, because that's not a Gilui Milsa. The Ben Noach lo shayach kavua, v'amrinam iruba parish, v'rov shayach b'ben Noach l'sforazu, v'chein lahafech, imrov baster ever minachai, u'miyut shchuta, de b'Yisrael ein lokin b'lokach mikavua da havi sofek, avo Ben Noach nehera, de etz lo shayach din kavua, v'amrinam iruba parish, kein nira pashat, v'afilu im ne'amar, de rov shayach b'ben Noach mitzad asfora, so now he wants to say, he's been saying the whole time, he's not sure if Rove applies to Ben Noach. But he says if Rove does apply to Ben Noach, you should know Rove applies but Kavua does not apply. Both Lachumra and Lakula. So what would be the case of Lachumra? The case of Lachumra would be Tesh Chanuyos, Mocher, Basar, Ever Minachai. And one is Mocher, Basar, Shchuta. He goes Kavua to the store and he buys it. He would get Malkus. And if the Ben Noach comes to Bez and says, why are you giving me Malkus? The Jew doesn't get punished. So we say, you know why the Jew doesn't get punished? Because it was Kavua. And even though Tesh Chanuyos, Masar, Bachar, Basar, Ever Minachai, Kol Kavua, Kemechtza, Mechtzadani, Safek Nefashos Lahakal by the Jew. But by you, Guy, the Rove is a Sfara. Therefore, Malkin u'Seiklin al-Rov, that would apply to a guy too. Seiklin al-Rov by a guy. Since the idea of Rov, according to this possibility, applies to the Ben Noach, you would go ahead and give the Malkus, actually the Misa, to the Ben Noach. If Teisha Chanuyas Mochros Basar Ever Minachai, even though it's Kavua Kemechtza Mechtza Dami. Because Mechtza Mechtza does not apply to a guy. Vidar de Mavur Bashas Psachim Testament Bays. I forgot what sugi there. Vidar Yeradeir Sham Samach Yimu. Betesha Chanuyas de Benimtsa Azlinam Basar Ruba. Kavindal Onolad Hasafik B'makam Kavua. Huadim Nimtsa Biyad Goy. Gam Kem Mutli Yisrael Barov Kosher. Vahatam de Begoy Avshar Lokach Mekavua Mekonkum Etzlo Nolad Sofik Klaal B'makam Kavua. Ki Basan Levela Gam Mutar Lo. So this is a very interesting halacha. Not an Ever Minachai case, but Teshe Chanuyas Mochros Basar Shchuta. One is Mocher Basar Nevela. If the Jew would go ahead and go to the store, it would be Kavua. Let's say a guy comes to the Jew with a piece of meat. Does the Jew say, since the guy emanated and the guy bought it, it's Kavua? Or do you say no? So the halacha is in Shulchan Aruch that you have to look at the Mokum Lidas HaSofek. So the guy has no Sofek, because since he can eat Basar Nevela, it's irrelevant to him, Kavua Rove. The Sofek only begins when the Jew gets the piece of meat. Where is the piece of meat? V'ikar leidas hasofik hu shalom b'makom hakavua. Mali nimtzam b'yad goya b'yad achmer v'ayriv. Ayin shom sugat hashchanuyos v'zeh parshat. V'im kein zedavka b'isurim kagon nevela kadoma d'mutal ben noach. Im kon lonor hasof b'makom hakavua. Well, in my Isser Ever Minachai, this is a Kiddush, interesting Kiddush. If we're not talking about Nevela, but meaning the guy, the question occurs to the guy, but Makam Kavua. So even though it's mutter to the guy, but Makam Kavua, for instance, we have Teisha Chanuyas, Mochros, Basar, Shchuta, the Echad, Basar, Ever Minachai. The guy goes to the store and buys it, he walks away, goes, what am I doing? Can I eat this? Even though by the guy you would paskin, he doesn't have to worry about kavu, he can go after the rove and eat it. When did the suffix start? The suffix started the moment the guy was in the makam kavu, there was a latest hasuffik. And even though you paskin by the guy, that he could go after the rove, since the latest hasuffik started where? Im latsuida, im king, im lokach ben noyach, no ulo suffix, but makam kvias, vahavile suffix kavua, vahasul Yisrael, af barov kosher. Mitam kavua, vein lomer lefi mashe kasav nu lo nolat sofik klal gai the begalo shaych kavua ze eno the mikom akod nolat sofik lo k'mo yisrael the kagamunin zil basal ruba akor zakov the kshinoa k'tzas sofik b'mokum kvias lo azlinu basal ruba hachinami kein nira bor v'sar zum evor esbuk sus achoshin simin reish tzadi beis sif cotton beis linin acher. Okay, you know what? This next sugi is interesting. It's a little involved. It has to do with hafkada, with giving a pikadon. Do you go bust a rov with a pikadon? What's the case? I give you 10 gold rings. Someone else gives you 2 gold rings. You lose 2 of the gold rings. Who do you attribute the loss to? Assume there are no simanim. I give you 10 gold rings, the other fellow gives you 2 gold rings. You as a shomer lost 2. Who do you attribute the loss to? So the Shulchan Aruch in Reish Tzadi Beis, Sif Yud says, Azlinan Basar Ruba, I'll go after the rove. I gave most of the rings. The assumption is the 2 that were lost were from the fellow that gave you the rove. So the next Inyan of the Minchas Chinuch is discussing this idea of rove. Rove by Pikadon. But there's a long discussion about this in the Shach. The Shach has an interesting case of Esrogim. The Shach says there was a case where someone gave Esrogim over to a Shomer. The Shomer had a barrel. One guy put 20 Esrogim in, another guy put 8, another guy put 5, another guy put 3 Esrogim. The fellow who was watching Esrogim walked away from the barrel. A Ganav came and stole 10 Esrogim. How do you divide the loss of the 10 Esrogim? So one for is to divide loss proportionally. Let's look at the percentage. Altogether, let's say there were 40. The guy who had 20 had half. To attribute half the loss to him. So the Shulchan Aruch says no. It's a Maharil, the Shach quotes. The Maharil says you attribute the loss solely based on din rov. The fellow had 20, he's the rov. Therefore called the parish, whatever the guy took was Meruba parish. The whole question is it kavua or is it rove? The guy comes to the barrel and takes the esrogim out of the barrel. Is that parish or is that kavua? So that's the next thing we'll discuss for Reish Tzadi Beis.
Now, isn't there something in Bittul Berov that, let's say I have something, an isur, and it falls into rove.
Heter.
Yes.
No, I'm sorry. It's not enough of a bittul berov.
What's the case?
So it falls into 1/40th, I think.
It falls. Isn't something in bittul berov that the din whether there's enough of bittul to be mevatel, it only starts when the case came up before us and we have a shaila of what to do. You don't start counting what happened. Let's say something happened before there is.
Before you know about it.
Before there's any shaila, it comes out that something happened. I'll think of the case. But there's something in Bittul Berov that we only start donning on it when the shaila comes up in front of us. If something happened before that will affect the percentages and all that, but by the time the shaila arises by us, the percentages are now different. We only look at the percentages when the Diyan first came up. We don't start certain, I remember something like
and this
that.
Is applicable to the case of rings?
Yeah, because over here, like what he says, like Kabul with the guy, what he says that...
Before the rings.
Even if the guy goes, even though the guy doesn't have it in Kabul, but the suffix was nolo when he went to the store.
See, at the end of the day...
There was no... But when the
no, there was. Us, the guy went ahead, went to the store, correct?
Yeah.
So, the... And he, sorry, he walked away. In other words, when a guy goes to a store, in general, and he walks away, you don't say now he's parish, correct? You say the latest hasafik was at the store when he bought it, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So the question is, when a guy goes into the store and buys the meat, do you say that he has a latest hasafik at that point in time or not?
He takes on a posture that there is a latest hasafik.
There is, because the guy's got to decide, is it Avram Min Achai or isn't it Avram Min Achai? So if the din kavua, meaning when does the guy done that? The case of the guy is a case of kavua. But we say kavua does not apply to the guy, so therefore rov will kick in. But at the end of the day, the guy had that question of kavua.
I mean, a shaila lofa came up, what can the guy do?
Right, in other words, a shaila, the guy has to know.
Even though kavua didn't come up then.
He has to don whether he can eat this meat, the guy has to don it. And when the guy has don it, he says, my case is a case of kavua, the guy says, correct? The guy's case is a case of kavua.
But it doesn't apply to
kavua. Kavua might not apply, but his case was a case of kavua. So since this meat already had a din of kavua applied to it, even though we said a guy does not rely on kavua, or is not mechayev, even though the kavua does not apply, kavua was one of the variables in the din of the guy, correct? Even though we didn't apply it, we still know lo suffik be kavua. So since the suffik was started with kavua, even though it's magalgal from a guy to a Jew, the Jew has to go back and see what were the guy's issues. So the issue of the guy was that he bought the meat, but makom kavua. And even though kavua does not apply to the guy, nevertheless that question concerning the piece of meat came up as a question of kavua. So therefore he says, the Jew is stuck and he has a din kavua. So for the Jew, even though nine are mochros basar shchuta, and one is mocher basar aver min achai, since the guy went and bought it and it came to the Jew vis-a-vis the guy did have a shaila of kavua. And even though
kavua, he just had a shaila of esrahetim,
right?
Can I eat it or not? Kavua is irrelevant to him, the din of kavua. But since the shaila arose at the time when he did a maisa kavua,
right,
we start applying the kavuas.
Okay. That's what he says.
An interesting. Yes,
Shlamot. Shach talks about in the case of Pekadim.
He does not bring that in.
He doesn't bring it. Why wouldn't he be discussing the Maman?
Interesting. I don't know. By the way, did you say Enoch Macharov by Ruben de Issa Kaman also, only by Ruben de Issa Kaman? Just asking. Because all the cases of Enoch Macharov is Ruben de Issa Kaman, right?
Yeah.
Ruben La Raja, etc., right? Maybe. Although Taisus does not answer that. Taisus and Chav Zayman says by Sanhedrin, how do you ever go after Rav and Sanhedrin Enoch Macharov? So Taisus could have said Ruben de Issa Kaman, Ruben de Issa Kaman. Taisus does not answer that.
What does that say?
Taisus says whatever the Reb Chaim. Any of the Reb Chaim quotes it. Taisus. He says Joseph Kosov. He says in one place in Shas and Sanhedrin he says ain't a diamond. It's not the same. He doesn't say why. I think he says because the miut by Sanhedrin havi keino. Keino. That was his lashon.
Yeah.
That's the Reb Chaim we did last time, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so miut Hashem. I know everyone's doubtful.
There's no muksik over here.
Ain't a chinami.
There's no muksuk.
By the way, where there is a muksuk.
That's why you want to play in Alpha Mamanacha Rov over here, because there's no muksuk. You have to know who.
By the way, interesting enough, you should know the din in Shulchan Aruch is that when there is a muksuk, for instance, Reish Tzadi Beis Sifyut says like this, there's a shomer. And someone comes to the shomer and says, I hear I have 5 gold rings. And the shomer says, do you mind, I have 2 gold rings, do you mind if I take your 5 gold rings, which are indistinguishable from my 2 gold rings? Do you mind if I put it all in one pocketbook? The guy says, no problem. He puts it all in one pocketbook, correct? And the guy's walking, and someone steals 5 gold rings. So the Mafkid says, okay, let's do it percentage wise, whatever it is. Five set, right? I gave you five, you had two. Five were stolen. How about I take a loss of four, you take a loss of one? So halacha is, the shomer could say, maybe all the rings that were stolen, I'm a muchzak. Maybe every single ring that was stolen was yours. Okay. And he can rely on that. So you see the din of muchzak does apply there.
Right.
So that would be like Ein Hachmum Menachah Rav.
Why is it muchzak? It was mixed up before it was stolen.
Doesn't matter, it's still muchzak.
So he's saying that's when
meaning
the belonged to the shomer. So the
in other words, the shomer is the muchzak. Meaning,
yeah, but if two people two people gave to a shomer,
that's not a muchzak. But I'm pointing out is you do not, the shomer does not apply rov where there is a muchzak, like you said. In other words, I'm saying what you're saying seems to be correct.
That's right. Exactly.
In the case where there is a muchzak, i.e., the shomer receives it, the shomer could say everything that was maybe everything that was stolen was yours.
Right.
And since then the Tzuchanok says I'm Mechel Horaya. You get Tana, I'm the Muchzuk. Maybe every single ring, I mean the other way around. The Shomer has five. Right? And the Mafkid has two. So no one would say we go after the Rov. Here we say we don't go after the Rov. Here we could say that even though I had five and you had two, I'll tell you the two that were stolen were maybe yours. Dilma, they were yours.
Right.
Because I'm not mechvul of haraya. So you see, in Achnami, the first case in Shulchan Aruch seems to say ein hachbama menacharov. That mostly trumps everything.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.